May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Over the years, I've preached from this word a couple of times, but it's kind of like one of those ones for me. The truth, not my necessarily giving the truth, but I got to go back and revisit. Because I think probably, well, I know for sure, I've taught this, shared this over the years, the greatest weakness in my flesh has always been fear. And so over the 40 years I've walked with the Lord, that's been the thing. In my weakness, I've had to press in to know his strength be made perfect. And one of the ways my fear is manifested, I'd like to be in control. What I can't stand is the unknown. It causes me to be really afraid. And so what I want to know is what's going to happen or how we're going to get there. And if it doesn't look like it's going to happen or get there the way I'd like it, then I would like to manipulate everything so it turns out better for me. Now, I know that none of you can relate to any of this, but this is certainly my journey. That's why I love this verse. Now, these were the first two disciples. This is before any of the leaving your nets and follow. These were the first two disciples to follow Jesus. One of them is identified as Andrew. The other one is supposed to be John. And they're standing with Jesus, and they hear with John, I hear him say, again, behold the Lamb of God, and they decide they're going to go follow Jesus. So they break off from John, they go to follow Jesus, and they ask Jesus a really simple question, one which he didn't answer. And for me, this is discipleship 101. This is at the foundation of all discipleship. I don't think it's a coincidence, of course. There's nothing coincidental in Scripture. That these were the first two, and this was the first lesson learned, the first conversation with the first two. Because I believe this is what you got to get down if you're going to walk this thing out with the Lord. Because particularly charismatic believers, we have cultivated the principle over the years, a good one, that God can speak to you. When I went to Bible college as a non-charismatic evangelical, we could hear the Lord's scripture, he would lead you in peace, but the idea, you never said things like God talks to you, because that would sound like you were a heretic of some sort. And so that's been a good thing for the church. God speaks to us. He speaks to you individually. He speaks a lot of different ways, but you can hear his voice. We hear his voice prophetically. We hear his voice in scripture. You can hear a still, small voice. People can even hear his voice audibly at times. But we sort of give the idea then that God always tells you what's coming next. He always gives you details about what's going to happen. You got to have a word about every single thing. But I've discovered, and I see it in Scripture, that though there are times, obviously, that I do know what's coming, and I kind of know what's going to be happening to get there, most of the time I don't. Because the Christian life is lived by faith. And I learn a lot more living by faith in the unknown than I do in the known. Even if he gives me a general word, we're going to get there, I have no clue how we're going to get there. And getting from here to there is kind of like sailing, tacking. You know, when you sail from here to there, you never just go zip. You usually go zip, 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 zip. So they asked Jesus a real simple question. Where are you staying? They wanted to know where they were going, right? But Jesus didn't answer them. Jesus simply said, come and see. That's not an accident, and it's not coincidental. Jesus is trying to teach them this foundational thing, is that I just need you to come by faith and see. You'll see. It'll be good. I'll be faithful. I'll be there. I'll be with you all the way, but you don't have to know everything. We don't live by, I'll see so I can come. And that's the way people like me like to live. Show me the whole deal. And then I'll feel much more comfortable about coming. No, I'll fix things, change things, manipulate things, worry the whole time. Anxiety is being afraid God's going to do his will. And it might not turn out like you were hoping it was going to, in detail. Even if he's given you a place or thing or word about there's this conclusion, he didn't give you all the details of how you're going to get there. He says, take up your cross daily and follow me. That's full of a lot of unknown. But what I find myself often, if things are going on, and you get anxious about this, and what if this happens, that we really don't believe that God is good. We say we believe he's good, and we really don't believe he's big. We say he's big, he's in control, he says he orders our steps, that his purposes can't be thwarted. But what if somebody makes a decision or does something and it doesn't turn out, it makes things harder? As long as I'm surrendering and following him, that's all part of the route. It's all part of the path. And for me to live in anxiety about that is to be afraid of God's will. They may not be doing God's will, but God's so big, them not doing God's will still becomes part of the pattern in my life. Part of the journey for me. Jesus didn't even say, well, let's start off in this direction. He didn't even say, what's over here? Or in southern, down yonder. He just took off. Come and see. Just come by faith. And you'll see. And when they finally got there, he was there. And he was there also all the way. And the bottom line being that he was the whole deal anyway. It's him. He's the journey. All these visions and dreams that God's given you, these big things. In the end, when you get there, the most important thing is him. Not anything you're going to be doing. It's him. Who gives a flip how we get there as long as he's there with us? And when we end up there, he's still there. His presence is the journey. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so one person has said that the journey is as much heaven as heaven because Jesus is the way. And if he's the way, then his presence makes the way heavenly. So I just thought I'd give you an encouraging word. I needed to hear it again today. And just to be reminded, Chuck, stop it. No, I'm not going to answer any more questions. Stop it. But Lord, I don't like the unknown. I don't like walking in dark. Jesus said, I'm the light. So just come, one step at a time, trusting me that I know what I'm doing, I know where I'm headed, and you'll see. I'll be faithful. And I'll be good. That's a good prophetic word for all of us. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.